You know, you were given a gift, a personality gift. That's the way I would see it. You can't even see it, but you know you have charisma. You make friends easily, able to get people to sign on to a project, and that's something you can't teach. So as students listen to this and they say, well, I want to be an event promoter like him, isn't there some of this that unless you have it, you can't do it?
I'm not so sure I'd say that, John, okay. Because I want to be honest with you, as I have been so far. I hate people say, I want to be honest with you, like you lied last time. I'm trying to tell you that I had an inferiority complex. I don't say that to many people, but I did. And I don't know what happened.
As a youngster?
Yes, I did. I did. I had problems with this and that and other. Not important to talk about, but I did. I had an inferiority complex. After my father died, I was in a little bit of a shell, except that my mother, she was a dear lady, and she helped me so much. But I don't think that I have that great personality. I think that I kind of want to go back and say, I'm sorry I talk so much. Because sometimes you can think you have a good personality and you overdo it and you talk too much, which I'm probably doing now. But all I'm saying is I think you can change, because I wasn't a glowing personality. Don't think I am today. I really wasn't, but the more I was around my friends in fraternity, I think they helped me develop. And when I went to college, I think the first thing that opened me up, I was the MC of the Sooner Scandals, which was a great program down there. I still, every once in a while, I've been back. I just loved it. And I had to try to be funny, and I had to play the piano. Then I knew a couple songs still that were crazy songs. So if I have a good personality, I can't tell you that I do. I can just tell you that I enjoy being with people, reminiscing with people, having the context that I have. I've had a lot of sad things, but I've had some joy and do like to laugh. And having three daughters and a wife that don't look up to you as being the king and keep me in place, I think I'm able to not have an inferiority complex, but try to be myself and to be natural and to hopefully have a good personality, but I'm not sure I do.
The key is that you loved people and you loved being around people. Not everybody does that. You loved being with people.
Yeah, that's for sure.
But then overall, you love Oklahoma and you love Oklahoma City.
Dan, my wife, she thought when I had an offer to go to New York, to Philadelphia, to Los Angeles, and to Denver, name four. First time she had a few tears, but when she found out that I was not about to go any place for any amount of money.
Were those offers because of radio television?
Radio television, yeah.
Did you ever consider
that? I really didn't. Always, and Tacoma, Seattle, I was offered to go there too. But none of them came close. Some of them were Gaylord, some were not. The Denver one was a guy by the name of Elroy McCall who had the U there. But I've been to his home in Seattle out on the water. He owned that, wanted me to come to work there, and I knew him well enough to know, bless his heart, I loved him dearly. He'd come to the NAB meetings, John, you remember him. I never knew if DM was going to go or not, so I'd have two queen beds, but I came back in, and he was always in the other bed. He was so tight, it was unbelievable. So I knew I wasn't going to go to work for him, even though I loved him. But it turned out that the Chicago Tribune bought that station. It has done quite well.
You would never leave this great
state. I never leave this city or state. When I go on vacation, I'm so glad. I always say this is the best place I've been this week when I get back from California or Las Vegas or New York. Joy of going. Brother, I'm glad to get back because this is the place, and not just Oklahoma City. I don't have that many friends all over the state, but I have a few. But I really do, it sounds corny, but love it all.
And so that's the way you'd like to be remembered?
Probably.
Have you thought about that, how you'd like to be remembered?
No, I don't think about how I want to be remembered. I just let people say what they want to. Some would say some nice things, and some might say some bad things. I might say I always like the one that says on the tombstone, CDN, I told you I was sick. That's one of my favorite ones. So, no, I don't have any. Just that I enjoyed my state and its people.
Well, if I can say on behalf of Oklahomans and maybe of Oklahoma City people, they were really fortunate to have a Lee Allen Smith living in their midst, because a lot of these projects would never have been accomplished if you didn't have a lightning rod or somebody who had the gift that you have, and not every community has that. Many others have said the same thing in this town. They're lucky to have a Lee Allen Smith, and that's a pretty high compliment.
Well, I appreciate it, John, more than you know, and it's nice to have this conversation with a broadcaster, because I don't think most average Joes could do the job to get things out of me like you did. So I thank you for your compliment, and I thank you for your interview.